Message number 1071. Mother of Salvation, they will present a new red book with the head of a goat embedded within its cover. Tuesday, March 11, 2014 at 20:39. My dear child, when I gave birth to my son, this meant that I not only delivered the Son of Man, the Savior of the world, but also brought about a new beginning. The world was redeemed by the birth of my precious son, and mankind was given a very special gift. This gift was rejected, but humanity still benefits today because so many have accepted the truth. The birth of my son heralded the birth of his church on earth, as both were born of me, a mere handmaid of the Lord. It will be me, the woman clothed with the sun, who will be banished by the serpent along with my son's church into the desert. Every trace of me, the Mother of God, will be wiped out. Apparitions which are attributed to me will be ridiculed, and people will be instructed by the enemies in my son's church to reject all credence associated with them. Then my son's church will be discarded along with those who are true followers of Christ. The holy masses will cease, and while all of this is going on, the serpent will scatter his servants and they will claim their seats in every Christian church. Such will be the magnitude of this takeover that many people, true believers, will be so astonished that they will be too frightened to stand up and object to the desecration they will have to witness for fear of their lives. During this time, my son's remnant will gather in every nation the world over and lead the lost and the bewildered during this terrible period of infestation. This army will be given great power over evil, which will be witnessed in what once were the churches of my son. They will, by the power of the Holy Spirit, preach the truth, the true gospels, the true word given to the world in the Holy Bible. The Bible will be challenged openly by impostors in Christian churches, and they will question every teaching which warns of the danger of sin. They will twist its contents, and they will present a new red book with the head of a goat embedded within its cover, hidden inside the symbol of the cross. To the outside world of unbelievers, this will appear to be a revolution, and one which will fascinate them and appeal to those who reject the existence of God. Great celebrations will begin in many nations. They will welcome the celebration of freedom from all moral obligations in the name of global unity and a celebration of human rights. The light of my son's presence will be held high like a beacon by those who will lead my son's remnant army. This light will continue to draw souls everywhere, despite the spread of paganism across all churches of every creed, with the exception of the two witnesses, the Christians and the Jews, who remain true to God's will. Then, when the great day dawns and after the three terrible days of darkness are over, a great light will appear over the earth. This light will surround my son, and the sun, which will be at its greatest strength, will descend over the world, both at the same time. Not one person will fail to witness this supernatural spectacle. The roar of the announcement will be heard by all through every form of communication known to man. Therefore, all will anticipate a great event, but they will not know the time, the hour, or the date. And then those whose names are listed in the Book of the Living will be gathered. Pray, pray, pray that the world will not reject the preparation which is needed before humanity can see the light of my son's face. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.